Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge, and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan, and the evil of our souls. Amen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 17th of Safar 1442, we present to you our report back of last week's activities. As I mentioned always in the beginning of this program, wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. It is all Allah's grace, Allah's benevolence and mercy. What can we do? We are non-entities, we are nothing, and it's just the mercy, grace of Almighty Allah. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, man lam yashkuri nas lam yashkuri Allah. The person who is not thankful, grateful to human beings, in reality is not grateful, thankful to Almighty Allah. So all these bounties are from Almighty Allah. Allah commands us, for hadith, proclaim it, announce it, pronounce it. Alhamdulillah, in the mornings on Mauna Arafat, we have the program, and nowadays it is 20 to 5 to 10 past 5. So that program is going very, very well, and the non-Muslims waking up early and listening. Subhanallah, Muslims sleeping, majority of them don't read Fajr Salat, but non-Muslims awake and they are listening because they find there's a vacuum in their life, and they are in the quest and in the search of the real truth. And the real truth one will find only in Islam. Thereafter, alhamdulillah, our tafsir program, and then, you know, the tafsir from 5 past 1 to 1:30 with Radio Al-Ansar and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and then 1:30 to 2 with Sirius FM and the Markaz, mashallah. So all that going well. And last week, mashallah, we had requests from many, many people for last week's podcast and report back. And then the Q&A on Monday, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, went very, very well. Rabbana taqabbal minna, Allah accept it, innaka anta samiul alim. Tuesday we have the bliss of marriage, and Wednesday as well, part 1, part 2. So alhamdulillah, this we do in conjunction with Sirius FM, and many, many people, thousands of them, benefit with the grace and mercy of Allah. So questions come, and one Shia, he says that we are spreading hatred. I said, is that so? When I asked him the following 2-3 questions, he could not answer. I said, when I went to Iran, and I saw in Kashan, I arrived in Iran on the 1st of Rabi'ul Awwal. You know, Rabi'ul Awwal is coming very soon. It was a Monday, Rabi'ul Awwal, first Rabi'ul Awwal, and this was 2013. And I came back on the 13th. I left there the Saturday. So nevertheless, which was a Friday, the 5th of Rabi'ul Awwal, I was in Kashan. And I asked the taxi driver, where is that shrine that I heard which year the government of Iran to show their hatred for Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh, they built a shrine for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar, who himself was a fire worshipper, Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi. This was not in the Shah's time. This is after the Iranian revolution, not Islamic revolution. They got nothing to do with Islam. They're out of the fold of Islam. So I asked my brother, who's showing hatred? the hatred they have for Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa, Amir Muawiyah. You must remember openly they state that they are kuffar. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Nakala kuffar, kuffar nabashid. When people make these statements, then what are you talking about? That we are spreading hatred. So therefore, we must present our deen of Islam without being apologetic and without compromising. Alhamdulillah. Tuesday night, mashallah, our tafsir has resumed in the masjid, in Jami Masjid. Today I call this report back, the history, geography of Sabri Masjid. We'll come to that just now, inshallah. So anyway, there are wonderful big masjids here in land, so we're trying to go to different masajid, get the history and geography and everything. So yeah, now was Tuesday night, and mashallah, in the Jami Masjid, you know, we started the tafsir many years ago, but lockdown time, then we stopped. Now we resume again with Allah's help and mercy. So we did the ayats, Inna Allah malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, chapter 33, verses 56, 57, 58, and we showed how important it is to read Durood Sharif, salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then those people who cause harm to Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can we cause harm to Allah? It means deen Allah. We cause harm to the deen of Almighty Allah. Allah said, this is what we must do. This is haram. We go and do the direct opposite. So then what happens? La'anahumullah. Allah Ta'ala curses such people. So imagine people are involved in interest, people are involved in alcohol, people are involved in drugs, zina, fornication, adultery, all this Allah curses, Allah forbid. So we need to take life much more serious than this casual attitude of ours. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Then you're causing harm to the believing men and women. Daily we're making ghibat and backbiting. We're slandering people. So many other issues. So we need to understand our deenul Islam is a complete code of life. So Wednesday, mashallah, then after the bliss of marriage and tafsir and so forth, so I go to the Khanka, read Asr Salat there, and then to Hazrat Mufti Rizal Haq Sahib, our Honorable Ustad, and I check the watch, because I know report back I have to give, so mashallah, it was exactly 32 minutes before Maghrib. So I said, wonderful, so we have nice cup of tea, and then we discuss, I give Hazrat all the news that's going on in the world, political analysis, and what's going to happen and so forth, what's happening in South Africa and what have you. And if there's any important masla or issue to ask, then I ask Hazrat that time. Then we go for Maghrib Salat, and thereafter, mashallah, we go to the classroom, and Hazrat was teaching Sahih Muslim, and that is the second most authentic compilation on Hadith, and he did Kitabul Imara, the chapter on who is fit to be a leader. So the Hadith teaches us, ala immatu min Quraysh, that the leader should be from the Quraysh. That doesn't mean it's compulsory, must be from the Quraysh. He must have ahliyah, ability, capability, must have ilm and knowledge, must have taqwa and piety. Then if you Quraysh, then it is nurun ala nur, that's very good. But if it's non-Quraysh also, so you must remember, then also it is fine and acceptable, provided that these other qualities are there. The Muslim and calamity, catastrophe for the Ummah today. Majority of our Muslim leaders in the Arab world, in the Arab world, Muslim world, they don't have Islamic knowledge, they don't have taqwa. And then you see the mess and the chaos and mayhem that is going on. So just like our countries, you can see what is happening. But they're supposed to be Muslim, you know. These are non-Muslim countries. So Zameen Asman ka farq hai, al-farqu bayna Sara wa Suraya. So remember that Suraya is the star right in the top of the sky, and Thara is the land and sand. So you need Urdu, vernacular, our Mehman, Gujarati, you say, Zameen Asman ka farq hai, you know. So that is the difference, remember that. So anyway, then Hazrat taught, and then we go have another half an hour, mashallah, before the Isha Salat. So that's the time we discuss the lesson, the maslas and issues and bilateral matters of importance. Very, very nice, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala grant Khan, Hazrat Mufti Riza al-Haq sahab, siha, afia, good health, basarat, basirat. He told me like a joke, you know. He told me that people sometimes that they don't know, I can't see properly. He say, in my one eye, I only have 50% vision, and other eye, 20%. So sometimes I just make yeah because these people, they insist, you know. So you must remember, imagine at this age with all these impediments, yet he's writing kitabs and so. So I told him, Hazrat, ye to aapka karamat hai, you know. And this age, 70 years old, and now you still with all this eye problem, but still you writing, teaching, everything. So Allah grant basarat, basirat, sight, foresight, insight, health, everything, inshallah. Thursday was a busy day for me. I had to sort out my car's license and lot of things, 1st of October. So alhamdulillah, all that got done and so forth, because nowadays with lockdown, you know, lot of things you have to sort out. So alhamdulillah, there may be some meetings and what have you, but Allah's help, Allah's mercy always. So Allah Ta'ala makes everything easy with afiyat and siha. And then, mashallah, Friday I had to go to the Sabri Masjid. The khutbah was very good this week. Sheikh Faisal Al-Ghazawi. Ghazawi, his forefathers come from Gaza. Wa ma adraka mal Gaza. Oh Muslim, do you know what is Gaza? Gaza is, you must remember, in Palestine, the biggest open prison by the apartheid regime of Israel with their Nazi tactics. Write this down, what I'm telling you. You must remember, go study yesterday, day before yesterday, and the previous day, the last 3 days, Haaretz newspaper. In there is written 1948, the Jews looted the Palestinians en masse. The Jews looted the property and the wealth of the Palestinians en masse. It means as big groups, they would steal the properties and the assets and the goods of the Palestinians. Did we say so? No. This is in your newspaper. And remember, I saw it yesterday, before yesterday, all you can see it. Therefore, I go to Haaretz newspaper every day. I want to see what their headlines is. So that is Allah. He makes them confess, all be it after 70 years. You must remember, 72 years to be exact. So all this is the manifestation of the mercy of Almighty Allah. So what is Gaza? Gaza is where Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah was born in the year 150. The year when Imam Abu Hanifa passed away. The day when he passed away, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. Same day Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah was born. If you want a reference, open the Muqaddama, Introduction of Hidayah by Allama Marghinani rahimahullah. Nevertheless, second, Gaza is where Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's great-great-grandfather Hashim is buried. Gaza is that place, this ummah today, fast asleep in their slumber. Ad-Dawlatul Uthmaniyya, the Khilafat, the Ottoman Empire, remember that, what they did, that there they decimated, destroyed 20,000 British soldiers. So therefore, the West don't want to know about Palestine and Gaza. So Faisal, Sheikh Faisal Al-Ghazawi, Faisal Jamil Al-Ghazawi, so originally his family is from there. He spoke about tuyur, about the birds in the Quran Sharif, in the Ahadith Mubarakah. Before the Mubarak Milad of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلَ. Allah sent a Babil bird. We call it Irhas. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Milad Mubarak, honorable birth is going to take place. Before that, 50-55 days, then between Mina and Muzdalifah, remember this incident takes place. Allah speaks of the birds in Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarakalladhi. That see how Almighty Allah makes them. That fly, and Safatun wa yaqbidun, ma yumsikuhunna illa ar-Rahman. Who keeps the birds? They airborne. So what engine they got, what diesel they got, what petrol they got? Allah keeps them airborne. And subhanallah, when they take flight, then they open their wings. And when they in the fly mode, autopilot, then they keep their wings in. Did you wonder on the creation of Almighty Allah? Then who feeds them? So subhanallah, everything mentioned, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, the biggest, most magnificent kingdom, but he didn't know what is happening in Yemen. Ahattu bima lam tuhid bihi. Hudhud, the whoopee, small little bird in creation comes to him. Oh Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, I discovered something which you do not know. I saw a lady and her name, she didn't say all this I'm giving you, that her name is Bilqis according to the historians, and she is the leader, and the people there are worshipping. Remember the sun. So you have to do something. He, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, said, okay, I will see if you're speaking the truth. And then he wrote his letter. Innahu min Sulaiman, wa innahu bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allah ta'alu alayya wa atuni muslimin. Don't be arrogant with me. Come and submit to me. Surrender to me. And then she embraced Islam, everything as mentioned in the noble Quran. So wonderful khutbah. Well done to Sheikh Jamil, Sheikh Faisal Jamil Al-Ghazawi, Hafidhullah. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain from the Kuffar Shia, and protect Majidul Aqsa from the apartheid regime of Israel. Thereafter, mashallah, I went here to the Masjid, Sabri Masjid. Let's give you the geography. If you come to Lens, remember there's Rose Avenue. So there you will find the Masjid. It's called Sabri Masjid. Full name, Sabri Jumma Masjid. Now let's give you the history. Under the apartheid white minority regime, they kicked out and expelled the Indians. They came here to Lanesia. The coloreds went to El Dorado Park, and the Africans, the blacks, went to Soweto. Not by choice, we were kicked out. And the whites took the prime area in Johannesburg city center and surrounding. Nevertheless, our forefathers, all might Allah Jalla wa'ala reward them. We come to 1964. Subhanallah. 56 years ago. So remember 1964. So the digging foundation all started of the Sabri Masjid and of the Rainbow Masjid. And at the end of like middle of 64, then remember that they started, and it was a small little masjid there in the Sabri Masjid, and there they had the Jumu'ah and everything. So that is in 1964. The names, I don't know these people, but the little bit I ask people. So my brother Ahmed Patel is my student, he comes here mashallah to study. So I met them and I asked them. So they say there was a brother Kolabai, and I think they all passed away. And then Mr. Gardi, so he like rebuilt the masjid and so forth. So today what you see is not the original masjid. So that is the first masjid. On all that there's consensus that the first masjid where Salat started, Jummah started, is the Sabri Jummah Masjid. 65 was the Rainbow Masjid. I must place on record my sincerest thanks to Maulana Nazir Jasad, the Imam of our Rainbow Masjid, and he sent me a book, mashallah, that, you know, where it's got the history, everything of Rainbow. So they started in 65 January, and subhanallah, Qari Abdul Basit also came that time, you know. So he came, and then he came in the 90s also. So in the 80s rather, not 90s, in the 80s, I met him there in Marisburg. So remember that Sheikh Abdul Basit came twice to South Africa. So once in 65 and one was in 82. So anyway, the point I'm making here is this, that when we look at the chronological table of the Masajid of Lands, which we have more than 50 now. So if you take Lands, Lanesia South, and you take Zakaria Park and all, it's more than 50. So the first one is Sabri Jumma Masjid. And then the second one is Rainbow Masjid. So 64 Sabri, and then 65 was the Rainbow Masjid. And then remember 1972 was the Jami Masjid. So that is your chronological table for the first three. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. One trustee we know there, he's ill. Allah Jalla Wala grant him shifa of the Sabri Masjid. Our Haji Yusuf Dabelia, Allah Ta'ala reward him for all their khidmat they made. The Imams there, Maulana Nana is there for more than 30 years, I'm sure. So remember, he's ill. May Allah give him shifa. Then Maulana Isa is there, Maulana Isa Badat. So mashallah, that he's also Imam there for quite a long period. So we gave the khutbah and we spoke about the importance of the Masjid. masjid and the history and the rights of the masjid upon us and so forth. And I made the statement, and I make it very clear. Any person, any organization who goes and closes our masjid and remember goes to court, they are traitors to Islam. And I said it in my Jummah Bayan as well. So remember, any person, see, I tell you an incident and record it. That in 1970, write this down, make a note of it. There was an organization called Jamiat Ulama South Africa. And remember, the person who was the spearhead of that organization was Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai of Port Elizabeth. I asked him personally this, one to one. I said, Hazrat, tell me what happened. He said that there the apartheid regime were building a highway. And remember, they said that this masjid, that Pierce Street there, till today it's there, the masjid, they want to demolish it. So he contacted, these were the following role players. He said this was the big meeting that was held there under the auspices of Jamiat Ulama South Africa, 1970. So from Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal, Maulana Qasim Sema, Maulana Umarji, Rahimahullah, both passed away. Allah give Jannatul Firdaus, they came. From Jamiat Ulama Transvaal, remember Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Sanjalwi, Maulana Mufti Ahmed Mia, and Maulana Ibrahim Mia, they all passed away. Rahimahullah, Allah grant Jannatul Firdaus, they came. And from the MJC, Sheikh Nazim came, and Sheikh Abu Bakr Najjar came. They all passed away. We know all of them. We met all of them. Alhamdulillah. So they passed away. So only he's left. Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai. So this was the original Jamiat Ulama South Africa that was established that time. So what they did, they said that Wifa and all that, you better handle everything. Lo and behold, one man, he stopped the masjid from demolition, and the highway stands till there, till now, just standing. So when you love Allah, when you do what ikhlas, the masjid will stand and the highway will stop. But today we go and close the masjid by the traitors. The what is left of Islam? And you, I ask you, you give me the answer. You think about it. So understand our history, what it is. The karamat of Hazrat Muhammad Sadiq Desai Hafidhullah. Whether you like him, don't like him, this is the facts. So we need to understand our own history here in South Africa. So anyway, all this year were important issues. We spoke about it. Then after I had to perform the khutbah, namaz, all that. Maulana Isa was in Durban. I spoke to him telephonically. Maulana Nana is ill. So I said, no man, I'll do everything. Then my brothers from the Jami Masjid, I didn't know they are there. They heard I'm going, so they came there. They told me, Kalbi ap ajana, meaning Saturday again, you must come here. So I said, what's happening? They said, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq is coming here to deliver, perform a nikah, and he'll deliver a lecture. I said, no, fine, I'll come. So they told me, 5 baje azan hai, sawa 5 baje jamaat hai. So 5 o'clock is azan, and for asr, and quarter past 5 is that. So mashallah, Friday afternoon, after nice lunch, you sleep and relax and so forth. Then on Saturday, mashallah, again, lot of other jobs to do and all this type of thing, buy this, buy that, whatever we need and so forth, and all this type of things, fix up what needs to be attended, get Dawood Mota, Dawood works here, mashallah, and they all busy also Saturdays, wash the car and do this and lot of things. So anyway, all that got sorted out. Then Asr time, I went back to Sabri Masjid. Remember the first masjid in Lens, 1964, then Rainbow, 65, and then Jami Masjid, 72. So that's your chronological table. Nevertheless, we went there. The Hazrat was there already with Maulana Durvesh and Muhammad Durvesh, Maulana, and Hazrat Khas Khadim and Maulana Bilal, Bilal Bhatia, mashallah. So I met Hazrat and spoke and everything. Then I told him, no, I came here yesterday, Jummah, for Bayan, and they told me. So then Qirat was read by Maulana Muhammad Durvesh, and then Hazrat spoke for 5-7 minutes just on the need of Nikah and so forth. What are the essentials of life? And thereafter, the Nikah, and then I came back. So anyway, that is how we ended up in Sabri Masjid. Allah protect all our masajid. Sunday morning after Fajr, then mashallah, we go to Zakaria. We have nice breakfast there with Hazrat. And thereafter the majlis, Sukari Muhsin, Allah Ta'ala reward him. He told me today, yesterday, sorry, how many family members he has in Newcastle. So I said, but I know them all, you know. So Allah Ta'ala reward our Qari Muhsin, mashallah, recites the Quran Sharif beautifully. Then I spoke about the masjid and all, very similar to what I told you now. And then Maulana Burhan spoke, mashallah, you know, about taqwa and all these type of things. Then Hazrat spoke. Hazrat just elaborated on what I spoke and so forth about the history. It is the epicenter, the markaz, the headquarters. Everything is decided. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his fatal illness, the last 17, 18 salat we see, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu made 17 salat to show that Khilafat also will go to Sayyidina Abu Bakr, and the decision is made in the masjid. Hadith in Muslim Sharif, Ya Aballah wal mu'minun illa Abu Bakrin. Allah will not allow, the Muslims will not allow, except the Khalifa has to be Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu. Allah called him Thaniya's name. So whether the Shia Kufar like it or not, so the first Khalifa of Islam is Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, then Sayyidina Umar the second Khalifa, then Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu majma'in. So Hazrat was speaking of all that, and then, you know, I go to the room. Then Hazrat told me, when we are speaking, he said, you know, mujhe pata nahi tha. Okay, what mazmoon I'm to speak today, what topic I'm to choose and speak today. But aapne ne baatein ki, so it was good for me. Aapne bunyad dal diya, to maine us par bana. So you put the foundation and I just carried on. So I was very, very happy, you see. So sometimes we are ordinary mortals, you know. Sometimes when you go to Hadith Sharif, and you see Muaz bin Jabal says, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him, Inni uhibbuka ya Muaz. Oh Muaz, I love you. So what went through the mind and the heart of Sahaba? You think about it. So they were over the moon. So remember always, take the du'as of our asatiza, teachers, our kabir, and his sahih hadith. Remember that. That to follow al-barakatu ma'al-akabir. That the barakah is with the akabir. So always follow them on the truth. Remember that. And then we had Q&A, mashallah, with Hafiz Hussein Wadi, and mashallah, and even in Hazrat Masjid, I mentioned that the people who close the masjid is compulsory, they must make tawbah, and tawbah means publicly now. So you must remember then the Q&A, and that was the ending of our weekend. So 2:30 to 3, inshallah, Sheikh Zakaria, and with the mercy of Allah, 3 to 3, the repeat of our program, this morning's program. 3:30 to 5:30 will be that Sheikh, our brother Amin Templeton, with the business views and news, and there are inshallah Aziz. Then 5:30 to 7, Maul Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30, the repeat of today's tafsir, Surah Sabah, verses 1 to 5. And thereafter, Maul Yunus Patel, Rahimahullah, 7:30 to 8. 8 to 10, inshallah, Aziz Q&A with Maul Arafat and myself. 10 to 11, Maulana Tanwirul Haq Tanwi. He is the son of Hazrat Maulana Ihtishamul Haq Tanwi, Rahmatullah Alayh, Khatib of Pakistan, the orator of Pakistan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.